Welcome to the Bible Answer Man on this very special Thanksgiving Day. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Psalm 107 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting." All of us at CRI wish you and your loved ones a blessed Thanksgiving, focused on the Lord's goodness to us all. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and you have tuned in to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is Thanksgiving. We are giving thanks not only for all that the Lord has accomplished through this ministry, but for the very fact that we have life and breath. We have the unfolding of this day to enjoy with family and friends. And to become the object of thanksgiving by giving ourselves, our time, our talent, our treasure for the glory of God and for the extension of His kingdom. Paul Harvey was always one of my radio heroes. I remember listening to him when I was very young. He was a legend in radio. And he told a story that I think is very apropos this Thanksgiving Day. "It is gratitude," said Paul Harvey, "gratitude that prompted an old man to visit an old broken pier on the eastern seacoast of Florida. Every Friday night, until his death in 1973, he would return, walking slowly and slightly stooped with a very large bucket of shrimp. The seagulls would flock to this old man, and he would feed them from his bucket. Many years before, it was October 1942, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was on a mission in a B-17 to deliver an important message to General Douglas MacArthur. MacArthur was in New Guinea. And there was an unexpected detour, a detour which would hurl Captain Eddie into the most harrowing adventure of his life. Somewhere over the South Pacific, the Flying Fortress became lost. It was beyond the reach of radio. Fuel ran dangerously low. And so the men ditched their plane in the ocean, and for nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions would fight the water. They'd fight the weather, the scorching sun. They spent many sleepless nights recoiling as giant sharks rammed their rafts. The largest raft was 9x5. The biggest shark? 10 feet long. But of all their enemies at sea, one proved most formidable. It was starvation. 8 days out, their rations were long gone or destroyed by the salt water. It would take a miracle to sustain them, and the miracle occurred. In Captain Eddie's own words, Cherry, that was the B-17 pilot, Captain William Cherry, read the service that afternoon, and we finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talk, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. With my hat pulled down over my eyes to keep out some of the glare, I dozed off. Now this is still Captain Rickenbacker talking. Something landed on my head. I knew that it was a seagull. I don't know how I knew. I just knew. And everyone else knew, too. No one said a word. But peering out from under my hat brim without moving my head, I could see an expression on their faces. They were staring at that gull. The gull meant food. If I could only catch it. And the rest, as they say, is history. Captain Eddie caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used for bait to catch fish. The survivors were sustained and their hopes renewed because a lone seagull, uncharacteristically hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. You know that Captain Eddie made it. And now you also know that he never forgot. Because every Friday evening, about sunset, on a lonely stretch along the eastern Florida seacoast, you could see an old man walking, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, slightly bent, his bucket filled with shrimp to feed the gulls, to remember that one gull which, on a day long past, gave itself without a struggle, like manna in the wilderness. And as Paul Harvey would say, and now, you know the rest of the story. That story is a great, great example of a man who not only received manna at just the right time, but a story that ought to remind us that as he never forgot, and even at a very old age continued to remember, we too ought to be ever more mindful of the blessings that our Heavenly Father bestows upon us. And we ought not to be like those who simply hoard the blessings for ourselves, because in the Christian context, there is a divine reality. And that is that in giving, we receive. It is not as though we give and we lose. No, we give and receive because the Lord in his manifest economy continues to multiply the loaves and the fishes. Today is a day that we often take for granted. We're with family, we're with friends, some of you are alone. But all too often we take this day for granted. We think about the turkey. We think about perhaps the relationships. And we forget the one who has made all of that possible. The one who gave himself as a sacrifice. The sacrifice of a lone gull pales by comparison to the sacrifice of our Lord. He was willing to sacrifice his life so that we might experience life in the Trinity. Consider that. We have been brought in by the sacrifice of Christ into the very thing that we were created to enjoy, and that is fellowship with God. There is no greater thing that we can be thankful for. So this Thanksgiving Day, enjoy the greatest gift of all. Enjoy the very reality that one day you will be with him. You will be with those who love him, and you will learn and grow and develop without error as forever. You not only thank him for his goodness and grace, but experience him. And that experience is not relegated to the afterlife. It is something that we can enjoy in the present life as well. When I come back from the station break, I have a quote that I think will rock your world. It's a quote that comes from Abraham Lincoln. And when you hear this quote, this Thanksgiving quote, you will start to recognize how far we have fallen as a nation and how much there is to regain. And perhaps this Thanksgiving you will pray, "Oh Lord, sustain us for yet a little while so that we can reach the masses around the world who desperately need you, the manna, the bread of life." We'll be right back.
Let the Christ of Christmas prepare your heart for the celebration of his birth through a devotional journey beginning December 1st and climaxing Christmas Day. Each of the 25 devotionals includes scripture readings, an appropriate Christmas carol, and questions for meditation and discussion. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season now from CRI, by calling 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. We'll be right back with more of Hank and the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after these messages. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, an ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And you've tuned into a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we give thanks to God this Thanksgiving, as we enter His gates with thanksgiving, as we enter His courts with praise, as we give thanks to Him, as we praise His name. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He indeed is good, and His love endures forever. An incredible quote comes from Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation, a proclamation that took place in 1863. Abraham Lincoln on that day said, "It is the duty of nations, as well as the duty of men, to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and their transgressions in humble sorrow, and yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace, in prosperity. We have grown in numbers, in wealth, in power, as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace, which multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving, as a day of praise for our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Again, this was the proclamation of Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving back in 1863, a proclamation by which a tradition has continued on to the present, a tradition of thanksgiving. And oh, how our nation has forgotten the Lord, has forgotten the genesis of Thanksgiving. We are now in an Advent season. In an Advent season, Advent literally meaning coming, an Advent season in which the Christian church celebrates the coming in flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and there is no greater thing that we may be thankful for. Sometimes the things that are most significant are most lost or forgotten at Thanksgiving. We pay Jesus a little lip service, but the glory of Advent has a genesis throughout the Scriptures, a genesis by which we recognize a grand mosaic of life and living. Ultimately, what are we thankful for? Well, we're thankful for the best of all worlds to come, made possible by the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So here is a passage that I find to be particularly significant on Thanksgiving. It sets the tone for the year as it rolls to a completion. It comes from Matthew, the first chapter. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. But he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because that son, Jesus, will save his people from their sins." And all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. So when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. The beauty of the gospel is that Abraham, the father of many nations, was promised a royal seed, and that royal seed is Jesus Christ. However, as the Apostle Paul explains, all who are clothed in Christ constitute one congruent, chosen, covenant, community, so beautifully connected by the cross. What all of that means is that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and you are an heir according to the promise. The mystery is this, explains the Apostle Paul, that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. That is the glory of Advent. And as we move towards the celebration of Christ's coming, that celebration taking place December 25th, we are not in any way concluding that that was the day that Jesus Christ was born, but we are we are using this day as a rival celebration to paganism. Paganism has once again invaded the land. And our celebrations are trite and trivial. They forget the main and the plain thing. That main and plain thing being Jesus Christ. So today at Thanksgiving, we celebrate Jesus Christ. And as we think about His coming, let us prepare our hearts. So this will not just be another year, but this will be a year characterized by Thanksgiving. We're out of time for this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As I close, let me say that I'm thankful for you, those who stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. In appreciation of your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. Simply call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. While many of you will soon enter the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Hank Hanegraaff has penned The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season to ensure that just as you prepare your home for Christmas, you likewise prepare your heart. Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by calling 888-7000-274 or by going online to www.equip.org. Also available is The Heart of Christmas audiobook, dramatically read by Hank Hanegraaff.